Hello everyone, welcome back to the podcast. How are you doing? What has been happening this week? I wanted to do a little catch up with you all this week. I feel like last week was one of the busiest weeks I've had in a super long time. And it's funny because it wasn't all work related. So I wanted to catch you up, do a little bit of a life update on what's been happening recently, and also just chilling with you guys a little bit, because I mean, it's been Easter that weekend there, and the uni was closed on Monday, and this week is a quiet week, and that's quotation marks. So people are encouraged to kind of take some time off this week, if not spend a little bit of time not doing as much, or you know, not stressing too much, which is nice because it's fitting really well with everything that's been going on. But I would like to say thank you so much if you are watching my YouTube videos. They're actually not doing the worst, which is nice to know. I have a YouTube video, a really fun YouTube video coming out either tonight, but probably going to be Friday, which it'll be out by the time you're listening to this, but it's all about my trip to London with my family. I came back from that on Monday night, so I'm filming this on Thursday, so I've been back maybe 3 days, if that. And it's all about that. It's going to be a super fun vlog. I don't want to rush it, so I'm just going to take my time editing that one and make sure that it's going to be really good, because it was a super fun weekend and I want to showcase that for you guys. So yeah, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about that and also some other things that I've been doing, which is just like, I just feel like I have not, oh my god, it's just been like go, go, go for like ages, and I'm feeling so wiped out now, to be honest. Like, it's been so much going on, and it's nice to have a little bit of time to do nothing, but I always feel that things hit me in this type of situation where you've been so on the go and then you finally get some time to relax and then you just feel not great and tired and stuff like that. So that's kind of how we're feeling just now. But I'll start at the beginning. I hope you guys have had a fantastic week. I really hope you have. I hope it's been super fun. And I hope you managed to take some time off for Easter and have a nice time. I must say, I'm not someone who celebrates Easter. I don't know. I've not celebrated it or done much for it in a long time. I don't know. I didn't even think about it much this week. But if you are someone who celebrates Easter, I hope you had a really nice time celebrating that. But yeah, so last week was just insane. So the first thing that was kind of going on, I was at a conference in Aberdeen, which was on circadian rhythms and health, which basically is about the sleep-wake cycle and how feeding and all of those types of things impact our health. I wanted to share with you like a couple of things that I actually found from the conference that really stands out to me, and I want you to get the kind of top tips from that. So I'll share with you that now. So a lot of the conference was about things like shift work and a bunch of other things. So I'm just getting this up for you right now. But yeah, so it was about shift work and also things that kind of tend to get out the way of like misalignment in the way we're supposed to live or our circadian cycles. So that's kind of working when it's dark outside, working in the middle of the night, eating in the middle of the night, that type of thing. So that's kind of called circadian misalignment. So it's kind of like living in a different time zone than your body. So your body's constantly working on that light dark cycle. So when it's light outside, your body's thinking you should be up and doing things and eating and all of that. And when it's dark outside, your body thinking, you know, you should be asleep. So it seems that shift work impacts the circadian rhythms massively. So of course, that's people that are working at night or working throughout the night or being woken up during the night, that type of thing, regularly. So it seems that their chronic disease risk is increased with shift works, as well as other different things that are impacting circadian rhythms. So that's obviously not good. And we do have some evidence for this. Also seems to impact of circadian rhythm misalignment is things like glucose tolerance, energy balance, blood pressure, inflammation, mood, as well as things like sleep and issues with that, and issues getting sleep and issues getting good quality sleep. So obviously that's not good. And of course, with that misalignment of when you're sleeping and when you're getting up, that's also going to mess with your food and how hungry you are and what you're eating and when you're eating it. And that seems to be problematic too. So why does timing of food matter? I suppose that's maybe one more of the kind of answers in that. And it's mainly because, it's a bunch of different things, but it seems to be that we have a decrease in leptin in late night eating. So that is the hormone that makes us feel full. So we tend to have less of that hormone later in the evening, which means that we're more likely to eat more, which is interesting. So maybe people that do shift work, people that eat really late at night, are more likely to get overweight or obese or have complications associated with that. Who really knows, but it seems that might be a link. And it also kind of showed in this conference that people with a early chronotype, so that's people who are like morning owls, that type of thing, night owls, that's not right, but you know what I'm talking about. So people that like to get up in the morning people, they tend to have healthier lives than people who like to stay up during the night and that type of thing. But it's interesting they didn't mention people that are like neither, but I don't know what that is and what people are impacted by that. But it's mainly due to that, of people eating too much or eating at all during the night. Some other fun facts as well that I found was that, an even person seems to be linked to higher chronic disease risk, also associated with poorer diet and lower physical activity. So it's really interesting that we can create this type of person who sometimes, or maybe a lot of the times, fit these types of chronotypes or these types of characteristics that seem to be impacting our health. It also seems that when we get older, our chronotype gets earlier, so you're more likely to wake up earlier when you get older, as the older you get, which is interesting. And we also have greater emotional eating scores in those who are late night sleepers or late night eaters, so they're maybe more susceptible to overconsume. They also have a weaker suppression of appetite, those people who are eating late in the night, or maybe are likely to stay up longer or stay up into the night, which is quite interesting as well. What else have we got? Yes, another interesting thing that was quite cool was that we have 1 to 2 hours in the morning. So once you've woke up, you've got at least 1 to 2 hours for your melatonin to turn to baseline after waking up. So that's the hormone that basically initiates sleep. So apparently that might be linked to some interesting things. So we're kind of supposed to not eat within the first hour, maybe, of waking up. There might be some research that supports that, to make sure that the melatonin comes down. We also want to be exposed to light, so that helps the melatonin come down, and that helps with cortisol, the release of cortisol and other kind of stress hormones. So I don't know what you think about that, but it's interesting thinking that that might be something to do with our health and also our circadian rhythms and keeping them in line. So again, a lot of this was about shift work, which was really interesting, to be honest. What else have we got? Sleep is vital for recovery, specifically in athletes. I found that too. And these so interesting one. I really like this one. That just if you're trying to sleep, okay, and you're just have your eyes shut in a dark room, that is also considered rest as well as meditation. So if you haven't had enough sleep in the night, so say if you got 6 to 7 hours of sleep, maybe not even seven, but below 7 hours of sleep in the night, you can do that type of rest. So shutting your eyes and going into a dark room or meditating, and that can help bring that rest up and try and counterbalance some of the sleep deprivation, which is so interesting. This was specifically in the context of athletes, but I thought this was really interesting, to be honest. And ideal nap time is between 1 and 4 p.m., which is another interesting one. I think the last couple ones I wanted to tell you was that kiwi fruit consumption promoted sleep as well as beetroot, so it's recommended that athletes specifically but this could work for anyone that have two kiwis before bed, so 1 hour before bed, which might help with sleep, which is so much fun. It's really cool that. They also have short sleepers may have poorer diets. They also may have higher sugar intakes, which is really interesting. And there seems to be a small reduction in sugar when people have longer sleep, which is really cool. And another kind of term that some of the people use was social jet lag. So that's like working hours in the day or working work hours that are against our circadian rhythms, which is also associated with a poor diet. I think that might be it. So there's loads and loads of things I could tell you about circadian rhythms, but I'm not an expert in the field and I've not done enough research to talk about it yet. But I wanted to share some of those little things that I learned from the conference, because it was interesting. It was very complex. It was a super complex conference, and there was lots of people talking about their work in a lot of depth, which did lose me a little bit. But some of those points are quite interesting, and I learned a lot from that space because it's not really something I know much about. But that being said, the conference was nice. We stayed over in Aberdeen for a night, which was a lot of fun, and Jacob came with me because he drove me up to Aberdeen, which I'm super grateful for. I could have got a bus, but the hotel that was booked for me was really far away from the conference site, so it would have been a whole thing, so we just decided for him to come up with me, which was nice, and we got a wee night away as well, so that was really nice. I do have a YouTube video on that weekend if you want to watch that, or if you haven't seen that yet, go and check the YouTube video out, because that shows you the whole conference, not more like my time away there. It wasn't really much about the conference, but yeah, so that was a fun video. Yeah, so that was the conference, which was on Tuesday and Wednesday last week, so 26th and 27th of March, I think. And then we came back, and it was, so that would have been Wednesday night. And then I had Thursday kind of off to do nothing, just kind of relax and work as much as I could. I had quite a lot of stuff to do, because obviously the thing about going to conferences is that you don't have that same time that you usually have in the week. So I was trying to cram a lot into the Thursday that week, which was taking it out on me as well. I also was working on a bunch of different things as well. And then on the Friday, that was pack for London, get ready for London, clean the flat, you know, all of that. And we had an awards ceremony on the Friday night as well, which was really nice. It was basically from my, like, university, and they were doing kind of awards for a bunch of different things, like teaching and, you know, support staff, all of that, which is just a nice thing. It was quite a fancy hotel where I live and where my university is, so that was really fun. And I actually was nominated for an award and won an award at this ceremony, which was super nice. It's like to be fair, it wasn't actually that crazy. It was literally about an award that it was called the Stepping Up Awards, and it was basically about being like an inspiration in health and trying to help students get healthier and stuff like that, which just had a really nice meaning behind it. And it was nice to be recognised for something like that, recognised for the work that I do, which was really, really nice, and I really appreciated that from the university. But yeah, that was sweet. And I also got kind of like, I think I was shortlisted for another award about teaching, which was super nice. I didn't make it onto the anywhere near the awards like ceremony thing, but it was super nice to get recognised for the teaching that I've done as well for the uni and stuff like that, which is, again, was a super nice thing to be kind of recognised for, but nowhere near nominated or anything like that. But that was really nice. So it was a nice excuse to get dressed up and feel good about myself for a wee while. But yeah, and then after that, so that was until 10 o'clock at night, and you could have stayed later, but we had to go to my mum's house because we were literally getting a flight the next day to go to London. And that was at, what time was it at? It was at 8:25, so we got there at like, I don't know, quarter past six or something in the morning, and we got back super late to my mum's, and we ended up having like food and stuff, so we got to bed so late, which I do not recommend if you're wanting to support your circadian rhythms and your health. But yeah, we did that anyway. But to be fair, we probably got 6 hours or something anyway. So yeah, it wasn't actually that bad. And then it was super great to get the flight. I've never been on such a short flight before. It was crazy. We're literally up and then down again. I think it was like an hour flight, which was really nice. But I think it's really interesting because I've just got more anxious about flying the older I've gotten. Like when I was young, I didn't really care. It was fun to go up in the airplane. But now it's like feels so unnatural to be that high and to be going that speed for so long. Like it's pretty, it does unnerve me a little bit. It's not enough to be, you know, really freaking out, but it's a bit like, oof, I don't know if I like that very much. But yeah, I know some people have it way worse, but yeah, there is something a little bit freaky about it. But anyway, so we did that, which was super fun. Got to London and it was basically a whirlwind of events until the end. Like we literally got there, we walked around, it was basically, we walked for miles. I think we all walked like 20,000 steps each day, and we were there until Monday. We got the plane pretty late on the Monday, so we were there for pretty much two nights, three full days, which I'm so grateful for. And my mum got us that for like birthdays and Christmas, so it was really nice, and it was really, really, really fun as well. Like we got to see all the main attractions. We kind of stayed in a hotel pretty central in London, so everything was really close, which was so fantastic. And we went to see the London Eye, went and did all that. I will have some pictures on my Instagram, so go over there and follow me on there if you want to have a look at those pictures. But apart from that, we also went to see Hamilton in the theatre, which was really cool. I haven't ever seen Hamilton or really knew much about it, but my mum wanted to go to that, and it would have been amazing to see a musical, in the theatre. So that was amazing. The voices of the actors in the play were absolutely stunning. You know, when like the musicals, there's always kind of like one or two singers that are kind of leading the whole thing. There was just like everyone that was singing was actually really, really good, which of course in London, you suppose you kind of have to be the best of the best to perform there. But their voices were just like so nice. I really liked their voices. But it was definitely a long day. I think we got back at like 11 or 12 to the hotel, and we were on the go in the plane at like 6. So it was a long day, but it was so interesting. It was really great to see the musical in London. So I was super grateful for that as well. And then the other 2 days, we just kind of ate loads of food, walked around everywhere, saw the sights. It was really, really nice. It was a really nice time. And we didn't really do, like, there was nothing meaningful, as in, like, we didn't do any, like, apart from Hamilton, we didn't have anything set in stone, right, we're doing this. We just kind of saw the sights and walked around and enjoyed the area and took loads of photos and all of that, so it was really fun. But we went with my mum and my brother, his girlfriend Dasha, and Jacob, of course, and Sandra, which is my mum's friend and an old family friend as well as my auntie and my uncle, but they were kind of separate. They got different flights and stuff, and they weren't there the whole time, and they did their own thing, but we met them for dinner, and also my cousin and her partner as well. But she lives in London, so she just met us there, which was really nice to see them, because I haven't seen them in ages. So we were really lucky to do that as well, which I was so grateful for, and it was a super great time. Came back on Monday night and stayed over at my mum's another night, and then came back, and we've just been completely wiped ever since, to be honest. So that's kind of where I'm at now, and I will be doing some more sciencey episodes for the podcast next week and a couple weeks prior, but right now I'm going to just chill for a bit, because there's a lot of drama yesterday as well, and I'm not going to talk about that, but there was a whole thing yesterday, it was so exhausting, and we're just trying to kind of relax now and just chill. So I'm going to do that today. I'm just now going to go to the gym and do a shift and then call it a day. I'm working tomorrow as well on Friday. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. It's a bit all over the place, half science, half catch up. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you have had a really nice Easter break as well, had some time off. And yeah, please do remember to share the podcast with anyone you think might like it. Make sure you're followed along. If you're a new listener, please do give it a follow on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts, or follow me over on Facebook, on Instagram, or you could, if you don't have Instagram, you could do Facebook, because I post about my podcast there as well. Everything in there is in the description. Also, check out my YouTube videos as well. Again, thank you so much for listening, and I will speak to you all next week. Bye.